What do you think of these cholesterol eaters, these statin drugs?
You know, interestingly, I did a very long interview with the director of the statin side effect trial being done at the University of California, San Diego, in conjunction with the National Institutes of Health. Now, they would not accept any money from any pharmaceutical company in this trial.
Good.
And they're looking at the side effects. And that long interview is in the book, Miracle Stem Cell. Dr. Beatrice Golum, who is a PhD, MD, and head of the trial, is the person that I interviewed. She's finding a great degree of problems, and certainly there are some benefits, of course, from cholesterol-lowering drugs. One of the biggest factors is the fact that they lower inflammation. And there are, of course, other ways to lower inflammation, including using turmeric and bromelain, natural factors that do very well in lowering inflammation. But inflammation is as important.
Inflammation of the arteries itself?
Oh, yeah. Inflammation is a major killer. It's considered as important as cholesterol. You can have, in the physician's health study, those physicians who were in the study who had an elevation in C-reactive protein and a marker of inflammation, CRP, those particular people had a 300% chance of heart attack over the following 6 years. Now, the people in the study, the doctors who were in the study, who had an elevation in their C-reactive protein and an elevation in LDL in combination, had a 500% risk of a heart attack. So inflammation is a major, major factor. Dr. Paul Ridker from Harvard in the Physicians Health Study was a pioneer in that, and I give him a lot of credit. I interviewed him briefly just before the first book came out. If you have, you must know your CRP. You have to know it. You have to ask for the blood test. It's under $40. If you are below 1, you're safe. If you're between 1 and 2, you're at moderate risk. If you're above 3, you're at high risk of a heart attack. It inflames the walls of the arteries. And then, therefore, any plaque that's sitting on that inflamed area is very vulnerable. We talk about vulnerable plaque, and it can break off at any time and invest itself in a myocardial infarction.
What do you think, Christian, of chelation therapy? Because I was doing that with, I had done an interview with Douglas Mulhall, who wrote a book called The Calcium Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And this new theory is that calcium also includes a lot of little nanobacteria in mm-hmm. the arteries. And so they have a program of EDTA, mm-hmm. supplements, and tetracycline. And, you know, you stay on it for 4 months. I was on it for 8 months, and there was a reduction in my calcium levels. As
well,
a matter of
I'll
fact,
tell you.
A carotid artery.
Really?
Went way down. I was in terms of bad, mm-hmm. the upper 90% for men my age before the program.
Mm.
Afterwards, after I was on it for about 6 months, I was in the lower third for guys who are 40. I'm 56.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a complete reversal there. And then the plaque or the calcium in your arteries, that dropped by 6%. I would have been happier with a 30% drop. But they say it sometimes increases 15 to 20% a year.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So that was pretty dramatic, I thought.
Well, you're talking about oral chelation therapy.
Yep.
And I just finished about 2 days ago reading some of the similar information that you're talking about. I saw that it was quite effective among angina patients, which tells me a person with angina has narrowed arteries and blood is barely getting through. So when they can see an improvement in those patients, that tells me there is some benefit. You know, you mentioned calcification. If you really wanted to know what really got me into all of this in the first place, is that I took two friends of mine. One of them is listening up in the Pacific Northwest tonight. I took them to UCLA when that EBCT, the calcium tomography, first mm-hmm. became available.
That was a 16 slice at the time.
Yeah. Right? And so I'm driving them out there, and when we got there, they said, well, why are you bringing us out here and you're not going to take it? I said, well, hell, I don't need it. I pass a thallium treadmill every year.
Right.
My cholesterol is below 200. I hadn't eaten an egg in 12 years. I was eating egg substitutes, eating white meat.
You were doing everything right.
I was doing everything right, but they wouldn't get the scan if I didn't get the scan. So at the last minute, I said, okay, I caved in.
Yeah, and it's a five-minute scan.
Five-minute scan. Let me tell you my score. because the radiologist called me about a week later, and he said, are you sitting down? And I said, yeah, I'm sitting down. Why? And he said, I'm calling about the calcification score. I said, oh, God, I'm thinking to myself, one of my friends has a really high calcification. And he said, no, your friends are fine. I said, but they broke every law of good health that was ever written. It was like a conspiracy between these guys. He said, no, they're fine. He said, you're the one with the problem. And I said, no, what are you talking about? He said, you've got an extremely high calcification score. And I said, what do you consider high? He said, if anything over 400 gives you a 10-time heart attack risk.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what's my score? Well, my score was 2,680 and came very close to 3,000.
Wow. Mine was 900.
Oh, you're getting there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting there, too. So
that's why I went on that program.
Well, I congratulate you for that. I think it, you know, I remember you saying you had a 6 or 9% improvement, and that's wonderful.
What did you do then when you realized that? What did you do to get that reduced? I'm sure you've been working at it.
Nobody, of seven cardiologists at that time, nobody could talk about anything but cholesterol. And I said, my cholesterol is 157. I don't think that's the problem, but that's all they knew to talk about. And finally, one cardiologist said, Christian, you're getting into an area of sophistication, when I was asking him about certain hidden factors that I'm not really prepared at this point to discuss with you. So I had to either become a victim or an advocate. And I did 3 years of research while I was writing the book. I found that I had an extremely high hidden factor called fibrinogen, which creates calcification. You're still not hearing much about it, yet the American Heart Association said it's as important as cholesterol.
Well, how do you tackle that then?
Maybe well, I had to, there was no cure for it. There really was. There was no remedy anywhere. One doctor called me and said, I did some research for you, and he said, there's nothing here, but you're off the top of this scale. So I said, well, I have no choice. I've got to find something. It took me 3 years before I could bring it down. But I'm asymptomatic. I've always been asymptomatic, even with that high calcification score. This is an example to those of you listening that unless you go beyond cholesterol and try to understand the hidden factors, you're going to miss opportunities to avoid heart attacks and heart disease.